So are we making a choice that we have to go with this topic?
Yes.
Just because it was generated.
That's right.
Oh, wow. What if I know nothing about this topic? Then you're going to carry it since it's your idea.
You want to tell them what we're going to do?
Sure. So here's the deal. We have, in this chat ATP world, Justin has found a AI opportunity to be able to randomly choose topics. And so he is busily clicking away, trying to get it to work. And whatever the topic is, that's what we're going to go with. But he's just like a gopher. He's just got his eyes right there, and he is focused.
There we go.
Okay, right. Now he's back.
So
the intensity has gone out of his vision.
You didn't tell him I was sitting here programming.
Well, I didn't
topic.
Know that's what you that's the clicking part. I said you were busily clicking away.
So
I can't even see the font on your screen. I'm
right.
Gonna be honest with you.
Well, we can zoom in here.
No, it's all good.
Can you read that?
Yeah, I can. Get a topic.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation
point. All right. So just to clarify his APT point, I took all of our episode titles that we've done so far.
Okay.
And I put them in ChatGPT and I said, generate more topics for a podcast episode that has episodes titled. And then I put a list of all of our titles.
Okay.
And then it generated.
Did you put anything in there about polarizing?
I might have. I can't remember the exact prompt. But the key part for me was that I gave it all the episode titles we've done so far.
Okay.
And so then it, spit out some topics.
I bet. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
Like it, yeah. And there were some repeats, so I removed them, like ones we've already done or repeats of itself. So I removed them.
Why would
them.
It give us ones that are repeated?
It's not that random. It's not actually intelligence. It's a natural language model that creates predicted text based on what you provide. So
sure.
That's what people, that's a ChatGPT. It's not like this sentient being. It's basically generating text that looks like text that would be a response to what you ask.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Which is a form of
response.
Intelligence. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But like, it doesn't always know.